Radio.
Of life, and you're listening to me and also Dr. Feynman, I hope. Dr. Feynman, are you there? Uh-oh.
Who are you? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Oh, jeez.
Dr. Feynman, can you hear
Hello?
Me? Hello? Hello? We are struggling with our phones, unfortunately.
Are you there?
Yes.
Very low. The music stopped and there was no sound. You gotta speak up.
Okay, I'm talking as loud as I can. We're having real phone problems today.
It's not coming through clearly. It's chopped up.
Oh, jeez. Wonderful. Well,
I can hardly hear you. Only a couple words here and there. Oh, boy.
I can hear you fine, so I'll go down the questions and let you...
It's not clear. I don't know what's going on, but I can't really hear you. It's just a word or two here or there. Oh, boy.
Call back. Call back.
All right.
We're struggling here, unfortunately, and we'll see if he calls back in and it works, we'll go. If not, I guess we won't. Well, and I am struggling myself to hear on my headphones, so apparently we do have a problem here. Can you hear me better now?
Slightly better, but you're still very low sounding, and before there was, actually after the music stopped, there was nothing for a while.
Well,
all right, we'll do our best, but this is not a good connection. I don't know.
I don't know what's going on.
Anyway, how are you today?
I am excellent.
You got to speak up because it's hard to hardly can hear you.
Okay, I'm going to take the microphone cover off.
Hello?
Can you hear me better now?
Slightly, but not as much as other weeks.
Oh, my. Well, let me ask the question. Gun laws. Are we ever going to pass gun laws so we don't have what happened
I don't think we ever will pass gun laws because of the National Rifle Association. I really doubt it. The argument is that people worship their guns more than anything else. They don't believe in life for victims while they care about every fetus being born. So we have hypocrisy there. What can I say?
Well, are there any sensible gun laws that you think could be passed?
Well, background checks, but even that can't seem to get done.
Why is that? What?
But honestly, people with mental illness should not be able to get weapons at all, and parents should be held responsible for their children who get them. You know, that should not be so, you know, but it's never going to happen because of the lobbying groups.
Yeah, now, we've been talking about gun laws for, what, maybe 20 years now?
Actually, forever. It's gone back, you know, since at least, Columbine in 1999.
When did we do away with the ban on...
I can't hear what you're saying.
When did we do away with the ban on...
Well, we did have the Brady Bill, but that was in 94, but it was not renewed in 04 because George W. Bush didn't want it renewed. That helped a bit, the Brady Bill, after, of course, Brady, the press secretary to Reagan, was shot and brain damaged.
Yeah. Well, I guess we're going to keep having people get slaughtered in the streets and...
I can't understand what you're saying, unfortunately. You have to speak up more in the microphone. I don't know what's wrong with this today.
I don't either, but...
Well, now you're a little bit better when you just said that, so
okay.
You got to keep your voice up. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm sorry. Okay, we had a meeting in Congress about UFO. Give me your best thoughts on UFOs.
I think there probably are UFOs. I think there is intelligent life elsewhere, more intelligent than many people on Earth. And I think they're noticing how we're messing up the world, really. I do believe that, you know, the whole idea that there's no life outside of Earth, I don't believe that. I don't think we're that special. So I do think UFOs, we just don't know much about it, but I think that there is life coming from other galaxies or planets.
Well, if there is life coming here to look at us, they have to be a lot smarter than we are, because we aren't going...
That's what I'm saying, because the way this world is operating, not just the U.S., but the whole world, we're in trouble. And, of course, just on the whole environmental problem alone, we're destroying ourselves, but everybody only thinks about profits and money. That's all they think about. Not everybody, but I mean the people, the corporations, they don't care about what the future is. They just want to make whatever they can make in money now.
Okay, let's get into corporations. I heard an interesting statement yesterday by a politician who said corporations can't be sent to prison. Of course they can't be sent to prison. They're not humans. But yet we passed Citizens United. What in the world? How could corporations be considered humans?
Well, the Supreme Court decided in 2013 that corporations are people, and this is the extreme right-wing court headed by Chief Justice Roberts. And, you know, he always tries to back off from being too conservative, but frankly, he's presided over a disastrous court that has lost all credibility now. And I think if it follows through on what seems to be happening with Alito and his opinion, if that's what it's going to be, whether Roberts joins them or is in the minority, I think it's going to undermine his reputation in history. And I think he's disturbed about it, but I really think the court has gotten out of control and is not representative anymore of the kind of court that we've had in the past. It's going back 100 years, you know, trying to get rid of the 20th century, basically. Go back to the 1920s, and that's disastrous, you know. But it's happening, and I don't know what can be done other than trying to add members to the court, but even that can't happen now because of the filibuster issue and because the Senate is evenly divided. So, you know, it's going to depend a lot on what happens in these next elections, but we could be in real trouble if the Democrats do not gain seats in the Senate.
Now, if for some reason or other we do away with the filibuster or we gain seats for the Democrats...
I don't think we'll ever do away with it. We could undermine it by making maybe 55 votes, not 60.
Yeah.
But I don't think we'll ever get rid of it. And that's why the Senate is a blockade to democracy and to progress. It's really not set up. The way it was set up at the time in 220-something years ago was very different. Now we have Wyoming with only, about 2/3 of a million people, maybe, with 2 senators, and California with 40 million with 2 senators as the extremes. And I don't think it works that way. I mean, it's a very bad system. The small states, the rural states run the Senate, and it's a very bad situation.
Do you think there's a possibility of ever changing that?
A possibility of what?
Changing the
I can't hear what you're saying. Are you saying to add seats? Well, the thing is, possibly the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico, but the Republicans don't want to do that, and they probably can prevent that from happening. I don't know if that's what you asked, because I can't hear what you said, but I would say we're not going to change as far as the Senate. Each state gets 2 senators, but it's really extreme that you have states with large populations having no more influence than states with very small populations.
Okay, since we're having so much problem, we'll probably cut your and my interview off a little early, but let me get to the baby.
I'm sorry, I wish we could, it was the first is the worst it's ever been. I don't know what's with the connection, but I don't understand it. I'm on speakerphone, but at times you sound very low, you know.
I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do here for today, but what do you think about the baby formula thing? President Biden's getting blamed for baby formula.
What do I think about President Biden? What?
He is being blamed for the lack of baby formula.
I can't hear what you're saying. I'm sorry. You have to speak up. I feel terrible, but I hear President Biden, and then it's very low. What are you asking about President Biden?
Is he to blame for the baby formula shortage?
I can't hear what you're saying.
No.
Oh, this is really bad. I don't understand why.
I don't either. And you know what?
Are you speaking directly into the microphone?
My lips are on the microphone.
Okay, right now, what you just said I heard, but it seems to get lower and higher, you know, and it's very hard to get what you're saying. So try again. I am sorry for the people listening and all that. I can't help what I can't hear, you know, so... Speak up, please.
We can hear you well, but unfortunately, the phone connections we're having right now are not...
I don't know why the phone connection isn't good. I've never had a problem with anybody else on the phone, but... Anyway, so what are you asking about President Biden?
Is he responsible for the baby formula not getting...
No, that's wrong. It's the same thing with saying inflation. These things happen. It's not in the control of a president whether we have high inflation. That's true no matter who's in office. And the baby formula, it's like, it's just all part of this whole conspiracy theory that the Democrats or the liberals want to destroy us. Actually, if anything, it's the right wing that's trying to destroy us by their attitudes of not accepting responsibility for the great replacement theory that Tucker Carlson and others promote, and staying silent at a time of a mass murder like what just happened. So, no, it is not. But, of course, people want to believe it, will believe it.
Okay, let me get on. I'm going to just keep on asking the questions that I have. Tuesday primaries, give me your best shot at what happened this week.
Well, I think Pennsylvania, I hope the Democrats can win the governorship with Josh Shapiro. He's really good. He's the attorney general. And with John Fetterman, their Senate candidate, who was the lieutenant governor. However, he suffered a stroke. He's recovering, but I am concerned about it, the stress of the campaign and whether he'll recover fully. And that could hurt his candidacy. And, of course, the Republicans have not settled on which of two people, Mehmet Oz, who's, I think, horrendous, and the other guy, I think his name is McCormick, who seems somewhat, quote, better, end quote. But they're very close. But Mehmet Oz has not done well. He's leading by about, what, 2,300 votes or something like that. But it's not very good. And the candidate for governor, I don't recall his name at the moment, he is a full conspiracy theorist, so God forbid he's elected governor, because then Pennsylvania is going to fix the election of 2024, and no matter which party wins, even if the Democrats win, you know, he's going to make sure that they don't win, and Pennsylvania has a lot of electoral votes, so I'm praying that Pennsylvania will go to the Democrats. But I'm concerned about Fetterman because he had this stroke. And it's interesting, we've now had, in the last number of months, two sitting senators and one now trying to be senator who have had strokes. We had Ben Ray Lujan of New Mexico a few months ago had a stroke and was out for a while. And don't forget, when you have a 50-50 Senate, anybody out causes a problem if they can't vote. And he's recovered, but he's like 49, but he had a stroke. My God. And now Fetterman, who's 52, had a stroke. Hopefully he'll recover. And also Chris Van Hollen of Maryland, 63 years old, just had a stroke as well. It's like, what's going on? All these Democrats, just coincidence, I guess. But it's really quite terrifying when you think about it, that health can come in the way of an election, or health come in the way of voting, and just the fact that these people are having strokes. It's certainly not a good situation, and it's alarming, really.
Well, now, the primary elections were not a surprise, though, were they?
I didn't get what you said. Say that again?
The primaries were not really a surprise.
The one thing is this Kathy Barnett, who came out of nowhere in the last week, and they thought she might win. Thank goodness she ended up last in the Republican primary. She really is, I think, a lunatic, a dangerous person. I'm not saying Mehmet Oz is good or the other guy, but, I mean, she really would have been a wild card. And even Donald Trump didn't back her, although he said he would back her if she ended up being the nominee. But she, she's got an extremist view on abortion, very extreme, and she was at the January 6th insurrection, and so was the guy who's the nominee for governor. We're getting people who think it's perfectly all right to be involved in the Capitol insurrection, and they're running and they're winning, or at least in one case for governor, the guy gets nominated. This guy Mastriano or whatever his name is. So, it's very disturbing. Now, on the other hand, in North Carolina, I am pleased to see Madison Cawthorn, 26 years old, lost his bid to be renominated. Thank God, get rid of him. He's horrible. He's dangerous. He's reckless, and he's scandalous, and, he never should have been there in the first place, not because of his age, but just the way he behaves and conducts himself. So he lost a close race, but he did lose. So the guy who's won will still be, of course, a conservative Republican, but he's not at least Madison Cawthorn.
Right. Now, Madison Cawthorn did give a very kind response to his
life. I'm having trouble hearing you now again. You're getting lower.
Okay. I don't know what to do, but...
Okay, well, just continue to speak high and low, as high as you can, because I'm having trouble. I'm doing my best,
Yeah. I'm yelling. yelling into the mic, so...
Okay, now when you say you're yelling, it sounds good. So you're going to have... Maybe the microphone is a problem. You have to... I'm just saying, I don't understand why there's a problem, but speak up as loud as you can. I want to cooperate and help out, but I have to hear it, you know?
I understand that. All right, now, my last question that I've got is, the congressmen who have been subpoenaed, how are they going to handle that? And how can they avoid coming... responding to the subpoena?
I'm not getting what you said. How to avoid, you said?
How will the congressmen who have been subpoenaed avoid coming to the Congress?
How will the Congress avoid?
No. Let me see if I can.
But subpoena. I'm looking at the. I don't know how they can, but leave it to the Republicans. I'm sure McCarthy and the other four, including Jim Jordan, will not testify. They, in some way, I don't know how, should be forced to, but I suppose they won't, and probably their voters will still vote them back in. This is the problem, that there's no accountability, yes, and that is a major issue and a big problem, and I don't know what the answers are. But to me, the fact is that now that we hear that the Department of Justice is asking for the evidence gathered by the January 6th committee, I think we're moving closer to a likely indictment of Donald Trump on some charges about conspiring on January 6th, 2021.
Okay, now I know that you've got several of your blogs that are out there. Why don't you talk about what you've talked into your blogs? They were quite interesting.
Okay, you asked about my blog, you said.
Yes. Talk to me about what you've got in your blogs this week.
Okay, well, I wrote what's it yesterday, Great Replacement Theory, a Ticking Time Bomb Promoted by Republicans. I'll read it, I guess. The Republican Party, Fox News Channel, and other extremist right-wing media, and specifically Tucker Carlson, have been promoting a hateful conspiracy Latin theory, the Great Replacement Theory, warning of the future of America, where the white population, by demographic change, will become a minority by 2040. That should not be an issue to all stable, decent people who know one does not judge anyone by race, religion, or skin color. But sadly, it is being utilized to alarm and terrify and propagandize unstable people to think it is acceptable to strike out and promote mass murder, as happened in Buffalo this past weekend, but has occurred many other times over recent years with lack of any gun regulations. It is not just African-Americans who are becoming victims of crazed, mostly young white men, but also Jewish-Americans, Latino-Americans, Asian-Americans, and Muslim-Americans, with Jews and African-Americans most often threatened, and also hate is spread to gays, lesbians, and transgender-Americans. It is also an attack on immigration, when America has always been a nation of immigrants, and with the aging of the population, there is a dire need for more immigrants for the labor force and economic growth. It portends high levels of violence and bloodshed, and even the danger of open civil war. It is domestic terrorism at its worst, much more prevalent and dangerous than even foreign terrorism. Foreign terrorists are applauding how Americans are undermining themselves from within. That's that article. You want to comment on it?
Well, I'm afraid that my comments will be heard by me, but not by you. So.
Well, basically, you would not disagree with what I wrote.
Absolutely not. And I really enjoyed reading that this week.
Oh, you saw that? Okay.
Yeah.
And I talked about the day before we had the results about the midterm elections. We talked about Pennsylvania. And it's Doug Mastriano. That's the guy endorsed by Trump, who is the nominee for governor. And hopefully Josh Shapiro, who is the attorney general, is really good. The Democrat will win. And this issue of Fetterman, I just hope he stays healthy and that he can serve as a senator. But he's going to have to run against either Mehmet Oz or David McCormick. And I think I think McCormick is less scary, but Mehmet Oz is leading. But he's lost most credibility. I would think Mehmet Oz would be the preferred candidate for the viewpoint of the Democrats. Easier for them, I think. All right, and then I also write about a couple of days earlier, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul delays authorizing military aid to Ukraine against Russian war crimes. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul has been a nightmare and embarrassment to the U.S. Senate since he was elected in 2010. He's coming up, by the way. He's nominated again, of course. His opponent is African-American, which means it's going to be hard to stop him because I don't see Kentucky electing somebody who's Charles Booker, who's a good man, but he's African-American. I really don't see it happening. We'll see. Okay, he has followed the so-called libertarian mentality that his father, former Texas Congressman Ron Paul, pursued during his years in Congress, a total of 12 terms. He has been a critic of any federal actions on the COVID-19 pandemic, and now is throwing up much-needed military aid of $40 billion to Ukraine in its struggle against the Russian Federation and its horrendous war crimes. It is clear that Rand Paul has no soul, no ethics, no morality, no decency, no compassion, and is an embarrassment to the U.S. Senate, one of its worst members. He sought the presidency in 2016 and came across as an embarrassment to his home state of Kentucky. He was elected at the time of the Tea Party movement and has always been outrageous in his utterances and actions, including refusal to accept the results of the presidential election of 2020, promoting the big lie that Donald Trump won and Joe Biden lost that election. He faces re-election in November, and it is hoped that his Democratic opponent, Charles Booker, will be able to defeat him, although the odds are against him. So we'll have to see. It'd be great if it happens, but I wouldn't hold my breath over it.
Hey, Doctor, I'm going to give you a break here, and I'm gonna let you off the hook. I think maybe we ought to just call it a day for right now, and then hopefully they can get this phone thing taken care of, and next week we'll be on fine. Would that work okay with you?
Okay, well, one thing I thought I would like to read one more, if you give me the time.
Go.
Some more from my blog. It's an unusual opportunity, is to speak about the blog. So I want to talk about the Profiles in Courage Awards of the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library. JFK Presidential Library gives out Profile in Courage Awards every year since 1989. The award recognizes public officials at a federal, state, and local level whose actions demonstrate the qualities of politically courageous leadership in the spirit of John F. Kennedy's Pulitzer Prize-winning book of 1957. This year, five people are getting it. Congresswoman Liz Cheney, Republican of Wyoming, which I'm very pleased by. Secretary of State of Michigan, a Democrat, Jocelyn Benson. House Speaker Russell Rusty Bowers, Republican of Arizona. That's another Republican, the House Speaker in Arizona. Wandrea Arshay Morse, Elections Department employee, Fulton County, Georgia. And President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine, all being given the award for defending democracy at home and abroad. I said all of the above, except for Zelensky, have been involved in fighting Donald Trump and the big lie about the presidential election of 2020. Liz Cheney has been unwavering in her support of the investigation of the January 6, 2021 insurrection of the U.S. Capitol, despite having lost a House leadership position and facing a tough re-election primary in Wyoming. And again, she's Dick Cheney's daughter. I don't admire Dick Cheney, but I have to give respect and honor to Liz Cheney for what she's doing. And the person who replaced her, Elise Stefanik, has accepted the great replacement theory. She really has gone wacko and become a real... I hate to use the word because he doesn't like it, Scott, but she is a disgrace to politics. She really is at least Stefanik. Anyway, it is worrisome that too many secretaries of state across the nation are being challenged for re-election with the purpose of being to fix the results of upcoming elections, including the 2022 midterms and the 2024 presidential election. This struggle includes Jocelyn Benson of Michigan. And then Elections Department employees are being threatened in their commitment to fair and unbiased election counts, including Wandrea Arshay Morse of Georgia. And some Republicans at the state level are resisting Donald Trump conspiracy theories about the election of Joe Biden, including Arizona House Speaker Russell Rusty Bowers, who is a Republican, not a Democrat. And finally, Zelensky has been miraculous and courageous in defending Ukraine against Russia, seen by many as a modern Winston Churchill. So I think it's a very exciting moment that this is what's happening.
Well, I tell you what, I read your blogs quite often, and I really enjoy it. So where can people find them again, Dr. Finan?
Yes, well, thank you very much. The ProgressiveProfessor.com. You just look up the ProgressiveProfessor.com. And I want to just point out that I also said on May 13th, the possibility arises that neither Joe Biden nor Donald Trump may run in 2024. With the complex issues faced by Joe Biden and the presidency, and with the issue of cognitive alertness becoming more discussed regarding both him and Donald Trump, the possibility has arisen that neither Joe Biden nor Donald Trump may run for president in 2024. before. So the possibility of a massive number of Democrats and Republicans announcing for the presidency once the midterm elections are done this November is starting to be discussed. There could be more than 20 members of both parties deciding to take a step. It's 20 on each side. They're deciding to take a stab at the White House. And there's no way to project who might have an advantage on either side. Ordinarily, one would think Vice President Kamala Harris and former Vice President Mike Pence would be in the forefront. But to believe either of them would have an edge is to go out on a limb, as it would seem others would have an advantage.
Yeah.
Others would have an advantage. Of course, if Kamala Harris was to succeed to the presidency during the term, she would have the edge for 2024, as Lyndon B. Johnson had in 1964 after succeeding John F. Kennedy suddenly in November 63. But unless an unfortunate situation were to occur, all bets are off for 2024 if neither Biden nor Trump run. And I'm just thinking, you know, Trump is going to have a real battle. He's not going to get it automatically. He's going to have at least Ron DeSantis and a few others, including some more moderate people like Larry Hogan of Maryland and even Chris Christie of New Jersey, who I think would challenge. I'm not saying he wouldn't get the nomination, but it's not going to be easy. And Biden, I don't know what's going to happen with him, but, you know, I hope he can stay. But frankly, there's been more and more articles saying we do not need octogenarians in office. And even Trump, if he came back, would be an octogenarian during the term. Again, you can work part-time. You can have a job when you're 80 and over. But is it really a good thing, even with Nancy Pelosi's in her 80s and Mitch McConnell is in his early 80s? We really do need to have a new generation. And I think that could become a factor in 2024.
Well, I tell you what, Doctor, you've done a great job of filling in when we can't hear each other, but I'm going to let you go now if you don't mind.
Okay, I'm sorry. I hope this is not going to continue. I don't know what it is, but I'm just saying maybe check the equipment for the future of how good it is, because sometimes I had trouble in the past, but today was really difficult, so I'm sorry about that, of course.
It's not your fault at all. It's our fault, and we will be checking the equipment. Thanks, Dr. Feynman. I'm going to let you go now, all right?
Okay, have a good day, and I'll see you next week. Thanks so much.
Good. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was kind of rough. I don't know if Scott's listening, but that was almost impossible. Well, those are interesting points. I was stunned when I heard I can't remember who it was that said it, but he said, how in the world can Citizens United be legitimate when you can't send a corporation to jail? And I think that's a good question to ask. There's no way a corporation is ever going to pay a penalty for lying, cheating, stealing, anything like that. Sure, they may get sued. But that, you and I know what happens. They just pass that on to us. If they're sued $1 billion, they just raise their price so that we end up paying $1 billion for them. I was quite interested. Did you watch the information about the UFOs? Now, we've seen pictures like that for years and years. But this time, the government actually, through their committee on, and they don't call them UFOs anymore, I can't remember what they call them, but they actually showed pictures that were taken by Air Force pilots, not quacks, not crazy people, not some guy up in a Cessna just taking pictures. These were from probably from the camera mounts that are inside all these jets that we fly. They were pictures, and it was undeniable. It was something flying through the air. Now, the fact that, like Dr. Feynman said, he believes that there probably are more intelligent beings throughout the galaxy or whatever, but if somebody is coming to the Earth and we don't see it until we see it on our TVs, on our airplane screens, they must be tremendously advanced, apparently they aren't, if there is such a thing, they aren't trying to take over the world. Now, why would they? But they're not trying to, because it seems pretty logical to me. if they're that far advanced, they could certainly take over the world in a matter of minutes. Excuse me, just a second. I'm going to try to put the stuff back together that I took apart while we were on the air, and I could not hear Dr. Feynman, or Dr. Feynman couldn't hear me. Anyway, back on the thing about the gun laws, it seems to me, now you're more than welcome to call in now. The phone is open, 740-383-9944. But it seems to me that we will, like it seemed to Dr. Feynman, the chance of us getting sensible gun laws passed, at least in the near future, are slim and none, and slim's leaving town. For some reason or other, and I don't necessarily think it's the NRA, it may be the leadership of the NRA, but, you know, the NRA was started as a conservation organization to encourage hunting in reasonable ways and to encourage wildlife and that sort of thing. And it has become just a money pot for somebody. I think that's one of the biggest problems that we have in the world, but specifically in the United States right now. The love of money has become the root of all evil, as if you don't mind me quoting the Bible. People don't care about each other. They care about how much they can get from you. They don't. People like the lady that called in today and said she was getting all these phone calls from people asking her questions that she didn't feel she should answer. I agree with her. She should not answer those questions, especially if they're talking about finance, because there are people out there that don't care about you. Now, let's admit it. Most people care more about themselves than they care about you or me. But that doesn't mean they're out to get all of your money and out to do you harm. But there are people out there that are out there to do you harm. And for I have no understanding of that type of person. I can't even imagine in my mind why somebody thinks it's okay to take somebody else's money or do somebody else harm. But there are people out there that don't seem to have a problem with doing other people harm. You know, Putin is a magnified version of that. How can he not see, I know he can see, what he's doing to other people? The empathy in the world right now has gone to a new low. We have no desire to concern ourselves with our fellow man. And as far as I have read, and I've done a lot of looking into different religions, most religions emphasize treating your fellow man in a good way, not in a bad way, not cheating, not lying, take the Ten Commandments, not breaking any of the Ten Commandments. And those Ten Commandments are reiterated in most religions. They don't call them the Ten Commandments, but they're basically the same thing. Now, we do a lot of talking about that. One of the reasons why I am an atheist is because I think that's all the religious side of our world does, is talk about the right and the wrong. I'm not the greatest person in the world, but I would try to live by those rules. I was given those rules by my mother and father, who I idolized, and my sister and brother, because I felt that they were good people. And apparently, being a good person anymore is either different to somebody else's mind, or it's not the same as it used to be, or there is no such thing as being a good person anymore. I hope that is not true. I work very hard to convince myself that more people are good than are bad. And I honestly believe that most people, I don't know what percentage, but 90% or more of the people in this world want goodness for everyone. But there are 10% or maybe a little less, of the people that just want to take what we have. Thou shalt not covet. You know, that's one of the rules. Unfortunately, there is more coveting going on than there is a concern for your fellow man. I hope that we will someday right that. I don't think it'll happen in my lifetime. I doubt that it'll happen in my children's lifetime. And maybe the end is coming. And the end may not be coming because of a religious problem. The end may be coming because we're just fools. Or we allow fools to govern us. I don't know. Fools, liars, etc. All right. I've heard enough people saying that this baby formula thing is the responsibility of our current president. I don't think he had anything to do with the fact that the place that was producing, I think, 40% of our baby formula was dirty, not in bad shape, not in good repair, didn't follow the rules. That's why that place was closed down, because it might have made your baby sick. And if there's anything most parents care about, it's the babies of the world. To put into one of those little innocents baby formula that may have, you know, shaved steel in it, or yeah, whatever. I'm not quite sure what all the faults were with that company, but it definitely was not President Biden, and it wasn't even our government. In the one exception that our government sometimes has the same problem with money that people have, in that money talks bigger to some of our governmental agencies than empathy and caring. And that's one of the things that we were talking about the Tea Party earlier. One of the things that started the Tea Party and made me, I tried not to disassociate myself with people with the Tea Party. The Tea Party wanted to keep the money down and out. I agree absolutely with that to some extent. Unfortunately, many of those that are in the Tea Party are using the Tea Party as a way to generate power and therefore money. So the hypocrisy continues. We have congressmen that, including ours here in this district, who have been asked to come before the government officials, come before the Congress and say what happened. A simple thing. If you have nothing to hide, if you've done nothing wrong, if you are concerned about the American public, come and answer the questions. What? First of all, what right do you have to tell them that they can't subpoena you? But not only that, if you are supposedly a law-abiding citizen, those subpoenas are a lawfully created thing that says you must appear before Congress, and they're going to say that they're above the law? Is that what they're saying? I think that is what they're saying. So anyway, I don't know where we're going from this. It gets very confusing. It's very disheartening. I don't know if you're as disheartened as I get sometimes. But when I get disheartened, I watch my grandkids play baseball, or I listen to the birds. I go out in my backyard and I sit. Last night, I guess it was about 68 degrees, and I went out in my backyard while the sun was going down. Now, I put little, what they call fairy lights, around one of my trees, and I have some solar lights in my backyard that kind of glow. And so I sat there and I listened and I watched, and it just relieved my brain a lot. And the older I get, the more I realize I'm not going to be around to worry about all this crap that you are going to be around listening to. So maybe if I were totally selfish, I'd just say, oh, let them do what they want to do. But that's why I ran for office, because I didn't want people to be able to do what they wanted to do and make my grandchildren's life a little bit rougher. And I like democracy. I think democracy works. I don't think we have a true democracy. Of course we don't have a true democracy. And that's one of the things I fight when people ask about the Electoral College. That's not really true democracy. That was done because some people didn't want somebody to get an advantage because their state had more people than another state. My guess is, what my feeling, and I will stand to this to the day I say goodbye, is that if we should have one person, one vote, period. And I say person. I don't care if you're disabled. I don't care if you're white. I don't care if you're pink. I don't care what your color is. I don't care what your belief is. If you have a view, you should be able to say what your view is so the world can see what you say. Not disguise what you say and hide it behind $60 million worth of money like we did here in the Republican Party two years ago, the gentleman who's still not been called to answer to that. I hope you have a better weekend than my day has started to be today. And I'm really sorry to Dr. Feynman for making his life miserable. I'm glad he got an opportunity, though, to let you know what's in his blogs. His blogs are quite interesting. Now, if you're not a progressive person or you're not a Democratic person, you probably won't like his blogs because they are very progressive. They are very forward-thinking. But to my dismay, I can't understand why people don't want to move forward. Why do we want to go back? What was so good about being back? You can go back to World War II, where hundreds of thousands of people died. You can go back to World War I, where almost as many people died. You can go back to terrible bust of the 30s. There isn't much in the past that I want to go back and see. I want to move forward. I want to make this world a better place for my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren to live in. I want them to be happy and be understanding, and so help me, if they aren't, I'll smack them out of them. No, I don't do that anymore. When I was a young man, I did give my children a little whack on the butt occasionally. We've already talked about that story where my wife told me, well, if you're going to do that, at least wait 10 minutes and then go up to the room and then give him a spanking. And that kind of, my wife is a pretty smart lady, that kind of mellowed me. I rarely spanked them very hard, if I did spank them. But my son did tell me one time, my eldest son, he said, it wasn't that I was going to get spanked. The worst part of the whole thing was waiting for you to come up and do it. Because they never knew how hard I was. I never did spank them very hard. I think if the truth be known, they would tell you that. I had a period where my daughter hated me. I had a period where my youngest son said he was going to call child welfare on me or whatever. Kids do that. They think that's their upper hand. They think they can do that sort of thing. All three of my kids, I'm pretty sure, love me quite a bit right now. And I love them as well. I'm sure you love your grandkids, and I'm sure that you want their world to be a better world than your world. And if you do, think about it when you go to the polls to vote this year. Is this person going to make their life better? To heck with you. Is this person going to make your grandchild's life a better place? Is he or she going to make this country a better country. Now, I know our past president said making America great again. I'm not sure we were ever great. We kept getting better. Yeah, we won World War II, but we did it with other countries. And I'm pretty sure that we were never great to begin with. We were good. It was a good plan. But we've got to keep improving on the plan that we were given by our founding fathers. Well, I'm down to the last minute, and I don't have to yell anymore into the phone so that Dr. Feynman can hear me. We'll try and get all that taken care of so we won't have that problem in the future. I'm not exactly sure what we're going to do, but I'm going to text the right people and ask them to help me out. And you, I hope, if you're not going to be with me tomorrow when we have Fred Malone on, we're going to have him on from 10:30 or 10:15 till 12, and then Swap Shop in the afternoon. If you're not going to be with me tomorrow, have a great weekend, and thank you very much for putting up with a really rough day of telephonic problems, okay? Well, take care of yourself and be good to yourself as well.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio, the place to talk. From legendary comedian Kay Ballard performing the fast food song.
Oh, there's one song that you like. I feel like, you know, fast foods have ruined the world.
Oh.
On the Champs-Élysées, on the Appian Way, there's McDonald's. By the tomb of King Tut, there's a chuck full of nuts and McDonald's. At the Scala, they sing by a big Burger King where the styrofoam boxes go sweet. What's the use? What's the hell? I just heard Taco Bell went and franchised the wing at the loom. You know, I could go on and on and on, but that's it. I love things that are topical and that are kind of true.
The legendary actress and the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll.
What would we do without gossip, for heaven's sake? Oh, it's naughty, but it certainly fulfills a certain catty side of all of us. Oh, good Lord. When you think of the gossip sessions you've had with friends over the years, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's like putting your hands in front of a lovely fire.
Twister,
I would do anything you want, Scott. You know I enjoy being on your show. But just let me talking and I keep going.
To the oldest working actor in Hollywood, 101-year-old Norman Lloyd.
Now, did you like that, Norman, when that edict came down? Did you like to be told to stop driving?
Well, I tell you, I liked the idea of driving, so I felt surprised that he was saying you can't drive anymore. But I enjoyed the authority with which he said to me, you cannot drive anymore. I thought, well, things have lined up pretty good now. I'm the kid and he's the old man. And, you know, it's continued on every level since. So I feel I'm in my second child, and I've got a new father.
Norman,
he has no humor about it at all. He says this is the way it is. And, you know.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Search for us on Facebook by typing in WWGH Marion, Ohio 107.1 FM and clicking like for exclusive content. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495.